Sunday Tama Talk.
Good morning, listeners. We are here again for another Sunday morning Tama Talk. I'm Prakhu Bhairika Dr. Barton Yanatiro from the United States, and I will be interviewing Dr. Prarajayan Wisit, the abbot of Wat Lung Posot, Tamakayaran, in Damnoen Seduak district of Ratburi province, Thailand. Dr. Prarajayan Wisit is one of Thailand's most eminent meditation masters and Buddhist scholars. His mission is to revitalize Buddhism, placing equal emphasis on academic study and meditation practice. Dr. Prarajayan Wisit is the abbot of Wat Lung Posot Tamakayaram in Damnoen Seduak district of Ratburi province. He has studied, practiced, and taught Buddhism, Buddhist meditation, since 1970. In 1986, he ordained as a monk with the name Sermchai Jayamangalo. In 1998, he received the royal ecclesiastical rank of Prat Pawana Wisuttikun. And in 2004, the rank of Prat Rajayan Wisit. He has published over 35 books, 200 articles, and 2 journals, and has recorded over 700 Tama lectures. He has also been awarded an honorary doctorate in Buddhist administration from Mahachulalongkorn Rajavidyalaya University. He's led Wat Lung Posot to become a center of excellence in both meditation practice and academic studies. The temple trains over 20,000 participants annually in meditation, Tama, Pali, and related areas. In 1999, the Sangha body established Wat Lung Posot as Ratburi's second provincial school of Pali education, offering the full range of Pali studies from Pali grammar up through Pali level 9, the highest level. In 2001, the Sangha body also approved establishing the temple as Ratburi's first provincial Buddhist meditation institute, authorized to organize official meditation retreats for both monks and laity. In collaboration with the National Buddhist Office, the temple has trained over 1,000 senior Thai monks to be teachers of Vipassana meditation. As a center for Mahachulalongkorn Rajavidyalaya University, the temple trains senior monks from throughout Ecclesiastical Region 15. And as an associated institution of the World Buddhist University, the Wat Lung Posot Buddhist Meditation Institute, BMI, is currently training a continual stream of international meditators in English, with exceptional results. In brief, Dr. Prarajayan Wisit has an extremely impressive record, and we are particularly privileged to have him with us today. Dr. Prarajayan Wisit, welcome, Venerable Sir. This is our fifth Tama Talk. Last time we discussed how Lord Buddha achieved enlightenment by developing superhuman powers of observation to study the natural law of cause and effect underlying birth and death. Today we shall continue from there, examining specifically what he learned. We will focus on the Eightfold Path, which details Lord Buddha's guidelines on what to shun and what to nurture in order to avoid suffering, live happily, and progress towards enlightenment. First, please summarize for us Lord Buddha's ultimate findings from enlightenment.
Good morning, everyone. Lord Buddha's ultimate findings from enlightenment can be briefly summarized as the Four Noble Truths. The first is the truth of suffering, that life in this world is fundamentally unsatisfactory and ultimately suffering, leading inevitably to old age, sickness, and death. The second is the truth of the cause of suffering. The immediate cause is craving, excessive desire similar to addiction, also called passion. From our self-centered point of view, we crave to cling to the things we love and avoid the things we hate. But craving and clinging conflict with the law of the nature. Life is change. Change is inevitable. More profound analysis reveals that the ultimate cause underlying suffering is ignorance. Ignorance of the past, ignorance of the future, ignorance of the cause and effect linking past to future, ignorance of dependent origination, and ignorance of the Four Noble Truths. The third noble truth is the truth of a way out to state of non-suffering, Nirvana or Nibbana. This was Lord Buddha's great breakthrough. Our world is transitory, unsatisfactory, and in the long run, non-self, but Nibbana is eternal, ultimate peaceful happiness, and potentially true self. This contrast provides the hope, optimism, faith, and motivation to seek and achieve that state. Incredibly, Lord Buddha discovered the solution to the universal problems of life, old age, sickness, and death. At our what? You could experience it temporarily for yourself, as our other meditators have done. But most world beings will never meditate and never undergo that experience. More broadly, transcendental state of cessation of suffering can be referred to as Dhammakaya states. The word Dhammakaya refers to the purest states of Lord Buddha's virtues. Beyond this world, there are 9 such states, 8 noble disciple states, plus Nirvana. They represent the last leg of the journey to Nibbana. The noble disciple is guaranteed of eventual success. The Four Noble Truths is the Eightfold Path, mapping the passage to exit our current treadmill loop of misery and scale the heights to reach the serene tranquility of home, Nirvana. Our task as individuals is to each use this map to successfully complete our own personal journey. The 8 trails of the path can be summarized into 3 main routes. The first is right moral behavior in line with the laws of nature, which avoids creating suffering for ourselves and our fellow beings. The second is right mental training, which raises our consciousness to new levels of understanding. The third is right wisdom, which arises from successful moral behavior and mental training.
Can you detail the first for us, right moral behavior?
Yes. Right moral behavior involves 3 lanes: right speech, right action, right livelihood. Right speech is detailed as avoiding 4 wrongs. Number 1, falsehood. Number 2, divisive talk. Number 3, harsh language. And number 4, frivolous chatter or gossip, spreading false teachings, such as the belief that killing enemies is meritorious, is also seriously wrong speech. Phrased positively, right speech is truthful, polite, harmonious, and useful. Right action is refraining from three moral behaviors. Number one, intentionally killing living beings. Number two, thefts or corruption. Number three, adultery or depraved sex. Stated in positive terms, it is number one, helping other beings to avoid suffering and increase happiness with loving kindness, sympathy, and mercy. Number two, donating and sacrificing one's own possessions or effort for good of others. And number three, controlling the passions to act wisely and determinedly, maintaining vows. Most simply, right livelihood is refraining from five immoral vocations. Number one, trading in human beings as in slavery or prostitution. Number two, trading in weapons, including their production, distribution, or sales. Number three, trading in flesh, for example, raising animals for slaughter or selling meat. Number four, trading in intoxicant, such as alcohol and narcotics. And number five, trading in poisons for killing world beings. In addition, all dishonest practice, such as smuggling and tax fraud, and even legitimate commerce employing deception or wrong livelihood. Finally, businesses such as nightclubs or gambling casinos, which led humans down the road to ruin through careless behavior, such as drunkenness, recklessness, licentiousness, or gluttony, or wrong dealings. In contrast, there are a multitude of positive, useful careers which do not cause disaster to oneself or to others. Look especially for those which are helpful and beneficial.
What about the second main route in the Eightfold Path, right mental training? What does it involve?
Right mental training is the key to ultimate success in Buddhism because it introduces meditation. It is only through meditation that the final goal of Nirvana can be achieved. Right mental training also involves three traffic lanes, right effort, right mindfulness, and right concentration. Right effort is exertion to purify yourself by getting rid of bad habits which cause sorrow and regret, and developing good habits which bring peace and happiness. There are four right efforts. Number one, diligence, being careful not to let bad habit arise in one character. Number two, diligence to get rid of bad habits which have already arisen. Number three, diligence to introduce new healthy habits. And number four, diligence to preserve and develop existing healthy habits. Right mindfulness is detailed in the Lord Buddha's main sermon on meditation, the four foundations of mindfulness. Number one, mindfulness of body. Number two, mindfulness of feeling. Number three, mindfulness of the heart and mind. And number four, mindfulness of the phenomena which arise in the heart and mind, for which contemplation involves recognizing that this is not a person or self, or either oneself or someone else. With Samatha Vipassana meditation, this can be experienced directly at various levels of consciousness. In accordance with Lord Buddha's literal instruction to contemplate the body in the body, here, mindfulness of the body in the body means seeing and contemplating the various inner bodies nested inside each other by always stopping still at the center of the center. Seeing the refined human body, the meditator becomes the refined human body, and again focuses at the center of that body, successfully arriving at the crude and refined celestial bodies. The crude and refined Brahman bodies and the crude and refined formless Brahman bodies before transcending to the supramundane Dhammakaya bodies. Upon becoming each body, the meditator also experienced directly and corresponding feelings, mind and mind objects. Thereafter, meditators are drawn beyond obsessive clinging to external physical objects, which produces human suffering. Right concentration is samatha meditation, involving the four jhanas, or states of absorption, going deeper and deeper inside to remove the five hindrances which impair clear comprehension. The five hindrances are drowsiness or laziness, number two, doubt or uncertainty, number three, ill will or enmity, number four, distraction or restlessness, and number five, sensual desire or enchantment. In samatha meditation, these are overcome by developing the corresponding jhana factors. Number one, apply thought or attention. Number two, sustained thought or investigation. Number three, rapture or joy. Number four, happiness or contentment. Number five, one-pointed concentration. Development of these jhana states prepares the way for attainment of this supernormal state of knowledge, known as vichara.
And then, what is the third main root in the Eightfold Path? Right wisdom.
Right wisdom means transcendental insight beyond normal worldly comprehension. It includes two specific elements, right understanding and right intention. Right understanding means clear, direct, personal comprehension of the Four Noble Truths and of the characteristics of both compound worldly phenomena and the non-compound phenomena of Nirvana. There are nine plateaus in this ascent, the Eight Noble Disciple States and Nirvana. Noble Disciple States are transcendent conditions beyond worldly levels of comprehension. There are four pairs, each consisting of a crude state corresponding to being on the path, and a refined state corresponding to having achieved that destination. The first level is stream enterer, or sotapan, achieved by one who has attained release from the first three of the final ten fetters binding one to this world, self-concept, doubt, and attachment to rites and rituals. This meditator has transcended to entry into the final leg of the journey to enlightenment and is guaranteed of eventual success. When a sotapan has examined the Four Noble Truths at the celestial level sufficiently to significantly reduce greed, hatred, and delusion, the meditator progresses to the second level of noble disciple, the one returner, or Sakatakami. The Sakatakami only needs to return to our world one more time before achieving enlightenment. The Sakatakami examines the Four Noble Truths at the Brahman level, achieving liberation from two more fetters, sensual enchantment and annoyance. They then rise to the third level of noble disciple, non-returner or anakami. The anakami never returns to this world again. He leads all remaining lifetimes in the five pure abodes of the form Brahman realm until achieving final enlightenment. The Anakami examines the four noble truths at the formless Brahman level, achieving liberation from the remaining five higher fetters, clinging to the pure form realm, clinging to the formless realm, pride, daydreaming, and ignorance. Thus, he becomes a Dhammakaya saint, or arahant, the fourth and the highest level of noble disciple, free from all defilements. The arahant attains nirvana and is able to compare with clear discernment the three characteristics of mundane phenomena, impermanence, suffering, and non-self, with the ultimate reality of nirvana, which exhibits the opposites, eternity, supreme peaceful happiness, and true self, for those who realize and attain it.
So then, right understanding is direct discernment and clear comprehension of the Four Noble Truths. What is right intention?
The Noble Eightfold Path should be practiced at all levels of existence. Right understanding and right intention arise together with the entire path in our realm of sensual desire, in the pure form Brahman realm, in the formless Brahman realm, and that the transcendental level. Right understanding of the law of the nature helps us to avoid danger and gives rise to appropriate intention. There are three main components of right intention. Number one, the intention to escape sensual desire, nekhamma sankappa. Number two, the intention to escape vengefulness, appayapata sankappa. And number three, the intention to escape aggression, avihinsa sankappa.
Thank you, sir. And what is this supramundane knowledge, or vicha, that we hear about?
The three vicha, or supernormal fields of knowledge, are those which Lord Buddha utilized to reach enlightenment. We, too, can use them to follow his example and attain transcendent insight. The five vicha is remembrance of past life, Puppe Nivasa Anusati Yan, which Lord Buddha pursued during the first watch of enlightenment night. The second vicha is the knowledge of the death and rebirths of all beings in accordance with the law of Gamma, Juttupatiyan, which Lord Buddha practiced during the second watch of enlightenment night. The third vicha is the knowledge of complete purity from mental defilement, Asvakkhayayan, which Lord Buddha employed during the third watch to recognize his enlightenment. Clear discernment with these vipassana insights can enable us to follow Lord Buddha's example to higher knowledge. The expanded list of eight vicha also includes the six supernormal powers gained through vipassana meditation. They are, number one, insight knowledge of vipassanayana, the clear discernment of mind and body as impermanent, suffering, and non-self. Number two, mind-made magical power or manomayiti, such as multiplying bodies. Number three, supernormal powers or itivity, the ability to demonstrate various powers, such as moving objects with the mind. Number four, divine ear or dipasota, ability to hear at a distance. Number five, mind reading or cetoparijayan. Number six, remembrance of former lives or Puppenivasa Anusatiyan. Number seven, the divine eye or Dipachakhu, seeing at a distance. And number 8, knowledge of complete purity from mental defilements or asvakkhayayan.
Thank you very much, Dr. Pratrajanwisit. You have explained the Noble Eightfold Path in both its mundane and transcendent modes, providing us with a lot to think about.
Thank all of you for joining us. May Lord Buddha be with all of you, and may Lord Buddha bestow special blessings on His Majesty the King and His Royal Elder Sister in this time of illness. May they be restored to full health and vigor, and continue to live long and productive lives.
I would like to invite any listeners who would like to try meditation for themselves to come to our semi-annual meditation retreat, which will begin December 1st. We're just a short drive from Bangkok. The retreat lasts 2 weeks, but you're welcome to come for whatever number of days you can. No previous experience is required, and you do not have to be a Buddhist. Results have been astounding. You may open a whole new world for yourself. For details, see our website at en.dhammakaya.org. That's en.dhammakaya.org. You can also review our previous broadcasts there. Or contact Prat Bhart by email at gmail.com, PRABART at gmail.com, or email our Buddhist Meditation Institute, BMI, at dhammakaya.org. We will be very happy to receive your correspondence. Next month, look for us here from 8 to 8:30 on Sunday morning, December 2nd. We will be studying Lord Buddha's first sermon.
Sunday Dhamma Talk.